it is that after you mark the place where Boaz riot, thou shalt go in.
Ndiponso chinthu china tinachiona nchorena kuti utatha kudziwa malo amene ati Boaz ati agone ofunika ulowe kwa iye.
Again, we saw that going in is not you with your effort that you can manage to go in. If it is not the Lord who draws you to God, to Christ.
Ndiponso tikamaona zakulawa kwa iye, sizitengera tu iwe mphamvu zako ngati si Mulungu amene wachita kukusogolera kuti ukapumule kumene kusizosatheka.
And we saw it that why is to mark the place because there is a singular place where Boaz is to ride down.
Ndiponso tinaona kuti chifukwa chani pamafunika kudziwa malo amene Boaz atagone, ichiti chifukwa kuti pali malo amodzi okha amene Boaz amagona.
There is a singular place where Christ died, and is where there is the message that we are going to preach.
He lieth
on the cross, he died on the cross. Cross is the message.
And the
other thing he said, uncover his feet. Because you are to uncover his feet, and so that him should cover you. Because if you are uncovered, you are unprotected. Christ is our covering. The other thing that we saw it is about the laying down. Ruth was to lay down with Boaz. Both should lie down. We were sinners and Christ died for us. We were dead in our trespasses, but Christ died for us. We both died. But Christ died in our praise. He is our pronoun. The other thing that we saw is that but when it pleased God to open our minds, our eyes, and see Christ of the scriptures, we see that Christ is to speak to us always.
Ndibonga ndikuti ngomera Mulungu sengula maso athu makutu athu kuti tione Christ opachikidwayo tizazindikira kuti Christ wakufunika kulankhula kwa ife.
Christ is the message to be spoken to us.
Christ yedu ndiye uthenga olankhulidwa kwa ife.
Boaz is the message to be spoken to Ruth.
Ndiye Boaz ndiye uthenga olankhulidwa kwa Ruth.
Boaz is one of the elect.
Chidonthozo kuti ndi chokhala mmodzi wa iwo osankhidwa.
Verse 5.
Ndime ya 5 iyo.
And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do.
Ndipo ananena naye zonse muzinena ndizachita.
Ruth had whatever Naomi told her.
Ludedo anamvera zimene zilizonse zimene Ruth Naomi anamlangiza.
And when he heard everything about it, he was to do whatsoever Naomi is advising her to.
Ndipo atangomva zonse zimene Naomi anamlangiza, anakonzeka kuchita china chilichonse chomwe anamuwuzacho.
So Ruth was to be advised and agreed whatsoever would be told by Naomi.
Ndiyeno Ruteyo anavomereza komanso kukhala wokonzeka kuchita chilichonse chimene Naomi atamuwuze.
So verse 5, Ruth said, I will do whatsoever you tell me.
Ndiye mundima ya 5 Ruth akuvomereza kunena kuti ndizachita chiti chonse chomwe mwandiwuzacho.
Here Ruth is confessing or is accepting the advice of Naomi.
Ndiye apa Ruth akuvomereza kapena kuti akulandira alangizo la Naomi.
And is led to be a doer of the way.
Ndipo akonzeka kuchita mawuwo.
In our own we can never do the word of God. But when it pleased God to open our eyes, then we see Christ of the scriptures. Thereafter will be the doers of the word.
Ndipo pamene sono tizakhala
not doing it because we have an ability to do, but because the Lord uphold us with His grace,
we'll
be just inside the grace comforted. Christ is our comfort. He is our salvation. He has a word for us. Verse 6 says, and she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her.
Pamenepo, anatsikira pobunthirapo nachita zonse monga umo mpongozi wake adamuzi.
Where is obedience comes from?
Nanga kumvera kumachokera kuti?
It comes from the Lord.
Kumachokera kwa Mulungu.
It's the Lord who opens our ears so that we should hear Him speaking.
Ndi Mulungu amena matsegula makuti anthu kuti timumve iye akulankhula.
In our own we can never hear Him. In our own, we can never hid the word of God inside us. But when it preached God to, same God who helped us hearing the message and kept it. So Ruth does according to how Naomi advised her. Which means he never does everything according to his wish. No. Everything was instructed by Naomi. And verse 7 says, and when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and lay her down.
Ndipo atatha Boaz kudya ndi kumwa, verse 7. Nusekerera mtima wache anakagona kunthungo kwa mulu wa tirigu na zaiye kachetechete na vundukula kumapazi ache na agona.
The question might be,
kusolikozo kala hii,
why after eating there is a need to lie down at the end of the heap?
Mchufa jani pana kufunika kunena kuti akagone pa mulu wa tirigu pambuyo kunena kutu watakudia.
Because when you look unto verse 7, there is eating and there is drinking. And there is a heart to be merry. Then there is a need to lie down. And the Bible says he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. He never lie down in the midst of corns. Or the preamble of the corns. But he went at the end of the corns and slept there. First of all, when we read the book of Revelation chapter
22:13
says, he says, this is Christ speaking, that I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
Akulankhula pa ndambo Yesu amene akuti ine ndine Alpha ndi Omega, woyamba ndi osiriza, chiyambi ndi chisiridziro.
So Christ is the end of everything.
Ndiye Khristu ndiye mathero kapena chisiridzo cha china chilichonse.
He is the Omega.
Yeye ndiye omaliza.
He is the end of everything. He is the salvation. Now the Bible says, during the time of sleeping, Boaz was to sleep at the end of the heap. This is after harvesting. When Jesus Christ came into this world, he does whatever he came for. But after finishing the work, there was a need to die. There is a need to sleep. Because the work has been finished. That's why we see that after the death of Jesus Christ, there is no any other work done. After finishing the work, he just inherited heaven and seated at the throne of God, the hand of God, right hand of God, and rest.
Atango mali zanchito imene yeo anayikwandisa. Anakwela kumamba nukukala basinja la mungu la mungu watate nkumabumula.
After that is just resting.
Kufikira alewa kupumula.
And there is nobody is to work.
Ndiyo kulibe nsogi na mina kufunua.
We rest in Christ Jesus.
Ifetima pumula mwa Yesu.
Christ is our rest.
Yesu ndi mpumulo watu.
Now when we look from the book of John chapter 17 verse 1 size.
Ndiyo nikamaya ngana mbuku la Yohane chapter 17. Ndime yake ya 5.
Verse 1 says, don't forget that we are talking about borers slept at the end of the heap.
Verse 1, John
17 says, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hours come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also might glorify thee.
Zindu izi analankula Yesu. Ndipo mmene anakweza masoa ache kumwamba anati. Atate, yafika nthawi, lemekezani mwana wanu, kuti mwana wanu akulemekezeni inu.
When Christ came into this world and does whatever he does,
mmene Kristo anabwera mdziko lapansi ndikukwanisa zonse zimene iye anazichita.
He never spoke of this word.
Sana yankhula ndi mawawa onse ayi.
He was just doing whatever he came to
do.
But when he finished everything that he came to,
is
when he saw that the hour has come.
It's
when he saw that everything has come to an end. So the coming of Jesus Christ into this world was marked that at the end of the hour, him is to finish the work by dying on the cross. So during the time of sleeping, time of dying, it was the time of finishing whatever he came for. When Boaz finished harvesting, he was to sleep at the end of the heap. It was after correcting everything needed, he was to sit down and rest
now.
He never slept before correcting even the lastest word. He was waiting for the list to be corrected, then he is to lie down at the end of the
harvest.
When Jesus Christ came into this world, he came and finished everything whatsoever the work was to do. And when he finished the work, he lied down on the cross. He died on the cross. Why dying? The work done. Everything has been done. Everything has been finished. But what is the things ever that we are talking that has been finished? It is the correction of one by one of whom him erected before the foundation of the world he came to die for. We believe that God erected the people before the foundation of the world. And when the erected were elected, Christ came into this world and died for them. And he died only for those he purposes to serve. Nobody in addition, nobody in shortage. The exact number erected was the exact number died for. The only people that God erected are the exact number that Jesus Christ came and died for them. So he never came to save everybody, but he came to save the singular erected group of people Yeye kusana bwera kukafira wina aliyeso kala paziku ayi koma anabwera kukafira mozi mozi waiokao amene ndo sonkanisidwa mwa iye.
So after correcting all the people erected that are worthy to be served,
ndipo mbuye posonkanisa anthu onse amene anayenera kupulumusidwa,
Jesus Christ was to climb the tree and died there.
Yesu Kristu anafunika kupita pa mtandambiko
kwake. And he died one by one, but only erected people.
Ndipo anafera wina aliyense wayokha amene ndo sankhi.
He slept at the end of the work.
Ndipo anagona kumapeto kwa ntchito yonse.
Boaz slept at the end of the work.
Monga Boaz so anagona kumapeto kwa ntchito yonse.
So you can see the workers that were with Boaz slept, but there was only one remaining. Is Ruth, that is from other gods, that is of Moab.
Ndemukoza kuona kunena kuti mwa nchito to amene analipo pamozi ndi Boaz zose anali atagona koma kuna zala mmozi amene ndi Ruth amene amakachokera kwa ku Moab amene amapembeza milungu yakufa ija kapena mafano.
So Ruth being a Gentile but was to be corrected together and being redempted.
Ndipo veza Ruth ndi wa mitundu koma kuna funika kunena kuti yeyo so abwere ndi kuikidwa pamozi.
There is salvation only to the remnant honorary.
Palitu chipulumuso pa iwo okhamene ndo osalirawo.
Only the remnant, not all the people.
Okhawo osalirawo osati onse ayi.
So verse 2 says,
ndiye ndimeya chiwiri wakuti,
as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Monga mwampasa iye ulamuliro patupi lililonse kuti onse amene mwampasa iye awapase iyo moyo osatha.
3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent.
Ndimeya chitatuyo koma moyo osatha ndi uwu kuti akadziwe inu Mulungu ona yekha ndi Yesu Kristo amene munamtuma.
So Christ prayed this prayer.
Nde ambuye Yesu Kristo anapemphera pemphero iyi.
After finishing, when concluding the work that he came to,
pamene anamaliza ndi kusendera ntchito yonse imene anabwerera,
he saw that everything has been corrected. Now there is a need of dying as a seal of salvation upon the erected honorary.
Anaona kuti ntchito yonse onse amene ndi osankhidwa abwera pamodzi ndipo tsopano pakufika kuyikidwa chizindikiro cha imfa imene ikupita pa iwokha amene ndi osankhidwa.
The dying on the cross was the searing of the erected people that the Lord erected, searing them and redempted them and gave them salvation.
Ufa kwa pa mtanda kunali kuika chizindikiro pa iwo amene Mulungu anawapulumusa kuika chiombolo chai afikapo chiombolo pa iwowo kuonesera chipulumuso chawo.
So Ruth met with Boaz at the end of the heap.
Ndi Ruth anakumana ndi Boaz kumapeto kwa Mulungu.
Not in the midst of the heaps or preamble heaps. But he met with Boaz at the end of the heaps. All the Gentiles met with Christ at the cross. Because it is at the cross where Boaz, where Jesus Christ lieth down. Before Christ died on the cross, Christ was in the midst of the Jews. He was moving and eating and sleeping with the Jews. He was fellowshipping with the Jews. But during the time of lying down, there was a need to lie down at a separate place. At the marked place where you meet with Ruth to be redeemed. When Christ was born into this world, he moved wheresoever with the Jews. But when dying on the cross, he was reconciliating both the Jews and Gentiles to himself. Oh, glory be to you, God, because of making us reconciliated in his body on the cross. Because without slapping at the end of the hip, Ruth would have not met with Boaz and be redempted. I said if Christ would have not lied down on the cross, my sins were with me and I was undone. But the dying on the cross, the lying down on the cross is the comfort to my heart that I am saved now. So let Boaz sleep at the end of the
heap.
Let Christ died on the cross. Cross is the marked place. That's why John 19:30, Jesus said, it is finished. Why finished? The erect has been corrected. Everything that was expected to be corrected now is in. The one and the least has been corrected is in and is in. There is no one missing, no one in addition, but the exact number has come in. So because of this, let me sleep. So that I should see the erected. Thanks be to God because of this disoeverate plan in saving the erected people. Verse 8. Of Ruth chapter 3. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet.
Ndipo kunali pakati pa usiku munthuyo anadzizimuka natembenuka ndipo taona pa mapazi ache paguna mkazi.
Here a man is meeting with a lady at midnight.
Yesu apa sono mwamuna akukumana ndi mkazi pakati pa usiku.
Why meeting at midnight?
Ndipo kunali kufunika kukumana pakati pa usiku.
While everybody is asleep.
Pamene winali yesali tulo.
Meeting with the wife, meeting with the woman, meeting with Ruth, while everybody is down. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, Bible says, the day turned into night. The sun was darkened. Because it was the time of meeting with the church. It was the time of meeting with the erect. It was the time of meeting with the church. Let the sun darken because I want to meet with my wife. Why darkness? When we go into the book of John chapter
1,
we see that darkness was one of the things that was in the plans of God when creating the world. Because John chapter 1 from verse 3-4 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That is verse
3.
Here is speaking of God making all things. Nothing was made without him. And verse 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
And
the life is the right of men. Why men are to be lighted by the light?
If there
is a need of light, it means there is a need of there is darkness in the
midst. Because
we can't speak about light whereby there is no darkness. That's why verse 5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it
not.
He is speaking about the darkness comprehended not the light. Don't forget that he starts by saying all things has been created by God. Which means darkness was created by God. And light has been created by God. Because when we go from the book of Genesis chapter
1,
it is completely showing how the Lord created the world. Because verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Ndindima unali pamwamba panyanja ndipo mzimu wa Mulungu unali kufungatira pamwamba pamadzi.
And God said, let there be light, and that was right. When creating the world, the first thing that was created was darkness. And light was to speak spoken to darkness. When I'm saying that the first thing created was darkness, I don't say that darkness was the preamble thing. But what I'm trying to come up with is like this. When God was creating the world, Him, God, had right in Himself. And the right was in His hands. And when He was creating the world, the right was where the God was. While the darkness was shown in the world. Because, verse 1, it says, in the beginning God created heavens and earth. First of all, He created heavens, whereby in heavens there was God and there is light. And the second thing, He created the world. Now, in the world, the first thing to be shown was darkness. Because the light was with God where God was. And God says, let us be right. That was bringing light from heaven to earth. And when the light lightens in the world, it divides. It brings darkness apart and right apart. And the Bible says God created, divided this in two and named the names night and day. Why darkness? This is the picture of sin, sinfulness in the world. That's why it was not difficult for Adam to sin. Because the first thing sin before Adam was created was already darkness. But God separates darkness and light. That is the separation between the erect and unerect. Because Jesus Christ is the right. He writeth upon His own people. And those He writeth upon will hear the message and will come to the Lord. Because will be drawn by God. Salvation is of the Lord. As we are concluding today, Let us go back to the book of Ruth.
Tadien tibwereni mbuku la Ruth.
Whereby it says,
imene akuti,
verse 8, and it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet.
Ndipo kunali pakati pa usiku munthuyo anadzidzimuka anatembenuka ndipo taona pa mapazi ache paguna mkazi.
And he said, 9,
nati iye,
who art thou?
Ndiwe yani?
And she answered,
ndipo anayankha iye,
I am Ruth thine handmaid.
Ndine Ruth mdzakazi wanu.
Spread therefore thy skirts over thine handmaid, for thou art a near Kisma.
Mufunde mdzakazi wanu chofunda chanu, pakuti inu ndinowo ndiwombolera wacholowa.
Here Ruth is in need of a skirt of Boaz.
Ndiyetu apa Ruth amasowekera chofunda cha Boaz.
He knows that in her own there is no skirt.
Yeye amadziwa kuti payekha sangathe kufunda.
He saw himself being wretched, sinful, blind before God.
Anadziona tu yeyeka kunena kuti ndi wochimwa, ndi wakhungu, ndi wosaziwa pa zinthu zokhuza Mulungu.
She saw herself to be unworthy before Boaz.
Ndipo anadziona yekha kuti ndi wosayenera pamaso pa Boaz.
And the eyes of Ruth has been opened and see that in her there is nothing good. And she saw that there is a need of
skirt.
She saw that everything that is of him, of herself, is but filthy rags. And she saw that there is a need of a
kiss
man. So she had a true confession. That I am undone. I am wretched. I am blind. I am sinful. I am in need of you to be a skirt over me. I need your justification. I need your redemption. I need your salvation. I need everything from you. But because in my own there is nothing good, help me God. Help me Boaz. But that is between Ruth and Boaz. Two in number. When Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, he was meeting with his church. He reconciliated the church and God in his body. So when he was dying on the cross, he was with the church. And he died because of the church. How can we know that he died with the church then? When he was completely dead,
the
Bible says the soldiers came. And one came with an arrow and pierced upon his side, whereby blood and water comes out from the body. Ladies and gentlemen, if somebody is dead, we never expect the water and blood to flow. Blood and water flows, moves when you are alive. But when you are dead, the blood and the water never moves. They never move, they freeze. But how and why the water and blood flows from his side after peace? Because this time Christ was dead on the cross. When Christ died on the cross, he gave his life to the church inside him. The church that was inside him. So when he was pierced by the soldier, there was a need for the church to come out because a living thing never stays in a dead body. Because Christ is dead on the cross. His body is dead on the cross. But the church is still alive, but it is in his body. So God directed the soldier to come and feast by his side. So that the side is to be opened. Why side to be opened? Because there is a living inside him. Let it come out. So once it is out, it will move because it is alive. God gave a divine plan or just gave a mind to a soldier to help the side be pissed.
Mulungudu anapereka chisogozo kwa sirikali kuti akatandizire kukagwaza.
He didn't break his bones.
Kuti anatula mapupa ake aya.
But why the side was to be pissed? When we go back to the book of Genesis, we see that when God made Adam sleep,
the
Bible says God opened his side and took off the rib and made a wife by the name Eve. So a wife was from his side after being pissed, after being cut or opened by God himself. It's God who opened the side. It's God who take off the rib outside. It's God who made the soldier to piece the Christ on the body, on his side body. And it's Christ who let the blood to come out. This is the body of his church. Church has born in a mysterious way. The dying on the cross was the meeting with the people. The meeting with the people was the body of his own
earrings.
And those that erected, that were born on that day, that are his chains. That is chains. Whereby there is nobody missing. All the people are already corrected. When Christ was dying, he was dying because he has already corrected the people at one heap. That is his body, that is his church. When Boaz was dying, he was dying after correcting all the harvests together at one heap. No one missing. No one in addition. May God help us understand this gospel. That is part two. We are looking forward to God next Friday coming, continuation of the same book of Ruth. May the Lord help us see Christ of the scriptures.